get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And our special guest today is
Maria.
Well, she's back.
She's back, yes.
Because we're not finished at the days of your
we
trip.
We have not finished our Pop 2000 in Paradise recap. So far, we've only made it through one day. We're going to try to do a little bit faster, but we'll see how it goes.
A little bit of the second day because I got confused.
Yes, there is. Yes. But all good in the hood. So here we are again. Spoiler alert for those who are watching, we do not record the episodes every week, so we are wearing the same clothes that we were wearing 5 minutes ago when we recorded the previous episode. So in case you're wondering, yes, we do have additional clothes. This is just what we're wearing. My mom was very concerned about this because obviously she listens to the podcast all the time and knows this. All right. Okay. Well, so recap. So day one, we basically have gotten to Mexico and we did the karaoke party. That's basically where
and you guys now. Took a whole bunch of pictures with some of them.
And we took a whole bunch of pictures with a bunch of celebrities, boy band.
And you did the videos for the boy band fantasy draft.
For the boy band fantasy draft.
Which Sophia won. Thank you so much. Which
Sophia won. Yay. Congratulations again to the Lockdown Posse. And Sophia Lockdown constantly posse. Winning this spot.
Congratulations, yes.
Congratulations,
Sophia.
Congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you so much.
Sorry for trying to cheat.
That's okay. That's okay. That just shows that
cheaters never prosper.
Never win.
Yes. All right. So here are day two pictures. So here is my mom rocking her little Lilo.
Yes. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yes. So we are
obviously Lilo wore it better.
While she was a child. So we are on the second floor. So this is our balcony and you can see this pool. We actually never went into this pool.
No, you dipped your foot in it.
I dipped my foot in it, but we never actually swam in this pool. Because
but you did swim in a pool.
We did swim in, I did swim in pools, yes. All right, so there we go. So so this is our walk. So we decided we would walk in the jungly area to get down there.
That's fun. I was going to say, these are like beautiful picture memories here.
Yes, it was a very nice resort. Like I also joined a Facebook group ahead of time about this resort and the amount of people saying negative things about this resort. I was just like, oh my God. And everyone's like, you're so mean. Blah, blah, blah. It was not anywhere near as bad as they said it was. So I feel like it was everyone is just insane and whatever. So
maybe they're expecting way too much for what it was.
Probably. So, and it also had rain, so this wood was slippery to walk on, but we made it, so there you go.
You survived!
So, yes.
It was beautiful. I liked it.
It was very nice. So
very nice.
This is hilarious, because my mom was just taking a picture of, like, the thing, not realizing that this is Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss walking in front
yes.
of
us.
And she's just like, oh, blah, blah. It was pretty. So the interesting thing is, they seem to have kept our group all together. So I think that most of the people in our area were like, so we were 18 and then 19 and 20 were around the pool. And then 21 was behind closer to the jungle. And I think some people were in 17. So for the most part, we were all in like the same area. Also because the adult pool was booked off for us every day for like events during the daytime. Which pissed off a man on one of the other days. And I was just like, sorry. I'm like, we didn't do this. So I think that's what it made sense to kind of group us all together. So yeah, so they were basically in our area. We actually did see which room they were in eventually. I don't know if like Chris was in that area too, or if they were in a more private area, but definitely like the green room for them for getting ready and stuff was, so I think most of them, and Eric from O-Town was also in our area because the last night, we walked by and he was there. So I think they mostly kept together. So yeah, Anyway, so
that's cool.
So again, that's what I kind of want to like again put about this. And again, no shade to the Backstreet fans at all, but like, oh, the townies are just so much more chill, I guess, that they were able to just like walk around and do things without being like constantly harassed by people. So exactly. And then like, you know, and the other thing about this is that we didn't have the whole resort, so there was tons of normal people there, like regular people who had no idea that
like, that was like the first BSB cruise.
It was like the first Backstreet Boys cruise for sure on that kind of regard. So yes. So yeah, so then they were doing that. So it's like, don't feed the wildlife. And we're like, what is this weird thing? And then we eventually saw one of those weird things. So, yep. One of the pools.
There's the weird
thing. One of the weird things?
Coati.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So it's kind of like, it almost looks like a cross between like a raccoon and like a lemur or something. I don't know. It was interesting. So mom tried to get pictures and it kept running away from her. It
kept looking like a cat. Like,
this weird cat. Like, it's not a cat, but yes. This was before we realized you could actually walk on the other path. So we walked like the longer route.
It was almost like a horseshoe, and we were walking on the outer part where we could have just walked on the inner part.
Yes.
And how did you come to like realize that?
Outdoor area. Other days there were monkeys and stuff here.
Someone told us.
Trial and error. And then we were like, oh, this is much faster to go this way. Like, yeah. So. Yeah.
Got it.
So this was the buffet that we went to every day for breakfast. They also had them for dinner. We went for dinner the one night. It was not good. Would not recommend that for dinner, but for breakfast it was good.
It was great.
Yeah. So
and the we saw some of the
why yes, for dinner. Yes.
They don't so then they also had this. Well, they had like maybe we just picked a bad night for dinner for like the food options that they had, but it wasn't like it wasn't as good as like whatever. They also had this like lady who made tacos every day. So like the one guy, Joe Bachman, who was part of Vacation Jams, he would post his daily breakfast tacos. He was very excited for them.
Did you get tacos?
We forgot to do the breakfast tacos because we ran out of time, but we did, but not from this place. So we did another
one.
The guacamole is good.
So this is like our first day. So
isn't that lovely?
Like, look at this. Oh, we're like in the middle of a jungle. Like that's
so
where
cool.
Like it's all indoors, but like our seating got progressively worse as the trip went on. But this was like our first day, and we're like, oh my god, look at this. There's like a jungle outside. Like this is so nice. It was, yeah. So we had fresh squeezed orange juice. You know, all that stuff.
As one does in the jungle.
As one does. Yes. Yeah, so. They had like a donut wall and all these desserts.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. So there's just kind
of excited. Kind of
apparently. So there's like they had fresh fruit and yogurts. They had like an oatmeal
chocolate.
They had hot chocolate cereal. They had breakfast pizzas, which I don't know. All this stuff to put on top of I don't know why I'm laughing like an idiot.
Because you were taking the pictures and then I came and took the pictures.
Yeah, I have a bunch of pictures that I was taking. I digress. You can see those. They had made omelets for you. Yeah, so like it was
cool.
Interesting stuff. This was our walk back. My coworker Darren Wayman on Bounce 102.9. He's like, you need a picture of you kissing your mom's cheek and send it to me. I was like, okay, sure, buddy. Here you go. So there you go.
Aww. In
the jungle. So yeah, so it's like cool jungle stuff. And then as for what?
In the jungle,
I don't think.
You should have.
No lines.
We'll take you, Sophie, and then you can start the song for us.
Yes.
So I usually break into song, so that would be lovely. I probably would have broken into song at that point.
You definitely would have. So like here's a bunch of monkeys just kind of hanging out in their trees. And there was like baby monkeys, and then they were like walking along this. They also found some poop at one point on there. And I was like, okay, don't use the railings. Got it. But yeah, it was pretty cool. So this was like after breakfast, and then we're just like, there's.
Did you ever feel like it would have like came on your head at all? Like they would have jumped on you?
No, they didn't seem dangerous or anything.
They didn't really go up to people.
Yeah.
They weren't afraid of people, but they never came up to you.
Which is why I suppose you're not supposed to feed them, I guess. So
I guess. Yeah.
So this is the adult pool where all the daytime events were happening. And then, so that was this pool. And then this pool was like in front up for the swim up areas. So Ryan Cabrera's room was this one. Not that, again, not being creepy stalker, just that on day three, they were just sitting there in their own little area. So I was like, okay. So it was the Natura pool that had the things that showed like all the different animals, which thankfully we did not see a jaguar. Realized that was a, yeah, so. Okay.
That could have been interesting.
Okay, so that's where we're at. That. So let's see if I can exit this without causing, why does this not work? Sorry, guys.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Damn it, Facebook. Get your stuff together.
Did you post it anywhere else? Like,
I did not. I'm really bad at posting in other places. And like on Instagram, you can only post like 5 things or whatever.
It was 10 pictures.
Yes, basically.
Sorry, every time you talk, it kind of like breaks up. And hold on. You don't hear like the last part of what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'm so just like trying what to you're close saying this about just being. What I was saying about what?
Sorry. When you were talking about Ryan Cabrera.
Oh, that you weren't being creepy stalker. He just came out.
So yeah, so you pointed to like where his room was, but then it kind of lagged. Sorry. Let me know when I can talk.
I was just saying that on the like the. It was just that I was saying that like on the third day or whatever, like they were just sitting there. So it's not like.
Oh, okay.
Up to rooms and you could literally see them there. And then nobody was bothering them or trying to get to them or anything like that. So, oh my God, why is this not working? Sorry.
It's okay.
Amongst yourselves.
Sorry, when I'm talking, I don't know when to talk because it kind of lags. And then, yeah, so.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. All good.
Okay.
Ask away. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So, what part of the day was that?
Okay. So that was the very beginning of the day, and now I can't even get to the rest of the day. So,
Was that the day that we wore our matching bathing suits?
Probably.
I think we wore that the first day.
I think
we
so.
Had these cherry bathing suits. It was so adorable.
Oh, nice.
Since I had originally bought one for herself the year prior, and I said, oh my God, I love it so much, so she got me one too. So, and we both had the same bathing suit, so let's wear it together.
It was probably cute. It didn't help that people thought that we were like
that we were
twins or sisters or whatever.
Yeah,
and I had this really adorable hat that had all flowers on it that I had bought years ago, and I thought, well,
oh yeah, I bring it.
Nobody's gonna know me there. Not thinking take pictures and everybody will see it, but it was cute. I liked it.
Very nice.
Sorry, almost there. Almost.
But then you walked through the jungle.
Everybody was so lovely.
Had breakfast. Then what happened?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So here we are. So this is Friday. We are at the pool, sharing the screen. Okay, so this is another creepy stalker picture of mom.
Well, we were coming out of our
so this building. Is out of our villa, and then there's
this is what we saw.
So this was like where the Mexican restaurant was, where the colorful stuff is. So then we just had to go around.
So it was easy to always find our place because as soon as we saw the colorful stuff, we're near our building.
Ah, very good.
So we were a little bit late, but so there was people like sitting around, and yeah, so there we go. So this is Ryan. Or is this Joe? This is Ryan. He's from Vacation Jams. So he's one of the people who organized the trip. There we are in our matching cherry bathing suit.
Woo-hoo!
Around the pool.
Oh, Oh, I didn't wear the cap the first day.
You did not wear the cap the first day.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Anne from Vacation Jam. So she's another one of the people who was very helpful prior to the trip, answering questions and stuff. She's very helpful there. So then they had like Nacho Station, and they had burgers
and hot dogs.
So they were doing that. So this was again
very good, very good
people. They had a bar. So yeah, so basically this particular day. So yeah, so there's some of our lunch.
It looks like so good, this, like, really so cool, much good like, food.
Yeah. So this was like an elevated area that was like covered, and then so you could eat there and stuff like that. It had tables. So basically the first day it was just DJ XL and nothing really was happening at the pool. There's a lovely bird that tried to not kill me.
But, of course there was.
Yes. So we're just kind of like hanging out, but move? Like.
You guys move?
Yeah. So now we're by the pool. Okay. Just taking pictures. This is Kathy. We ended up meeting her. Super fun. So this was dressed like a pirate day. So pirate day. So technically.
That's why Old Town dressed as the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
So some people just did the pirate stuff at night, or like the theme costumes at night. Some did them throughout the day. I figured I'm in the pool. Why am I? Like, that's why I was wearing the skull dress, because pirates and skulls. And
stuff.
So anyway, so, yeah, so this is Kathy. So anyway, so then we were just like, this is kind of boring. Should we check out the rest of it? And then O-Town appeared. We're like, oh, okay. Well, all right, let's do this. So then they took pictures of us with their, like, the professional camera guy. So throughout the rookie mistake, because this was his first boy band experience. So we're like, well, when are you posting the pictures? When are you posting the pictures? He's like, well, you know, I have to go, well, you gotta post the pictures now. And it just gave me flashbacks of when Justin first started taking pictures for the Backstreet Boys.
And Eddie.
And Eddie and stuff. And remember, like, when we went to the Nick movie screening?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, where are these pictures? Why don't we have the pictures yet? Da, 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 da. Like, we just want to make them cool and spooky. And, like, and people were like losing their minds.
Yeah.
And they like made them like dark and like spooky. And then they're just like, where's the original? So anyway, so
yes.
I kind of feel bad for Chris there, for Chris the photographer, not Christian Sink. But you know, whatever. So they also, Anne was taking pictures with people's cell phones. So
okay,
this is our picture. Yeah. There's a few other people. There's Joel. I tried to get him into our picture, and he's like, no, this is just with O-Town. I was like, come into the picture. He's like, no. So I'm like, okay. So I see that you had the Josh filter where you're in focus and the rest of us are not.
I'm sorry. I'm not good at these things.
All good.
At least you got something.
I did. Here's me looking dead, apparently.
You look so comfortable.
Yes. So there you go. Sorry, a little cups. Okay, so let's see if this will let me exit.
Floating in the water is fun.
It's not doing it.
It's really not. It really doesn't want me to show multiple things. Okay, cool. Next. So then we got dressed up for pirate dinner. We just dressed up as pirate outfits and then went out to dinner. So
Thank you.
I had a sword. We had matching hats. So as we were walking to dinner, we ran into two other people dressed as pirates. So we're like, okay, obviously they're with us, because the rest of the people at the resort, let me tell you, thought we were all insane. It's just like, okay, you guys are like, they're all dressed up nice in their dinner outfits and we're dressed as pirates. So we ended up hitching a ride on the same shuttle as them. And we didn't know where to go eat for dinner because we hadn't eaten the day before. And they said, oh, we went to this Thai restaurant the day before. We should go. Like, it's really good. So we're like, okay. They're like, yeah, join us for dinner. So so it's Reese and Jennifer. And then we were like,
and
okay, we'll join
them. But then that's when we found out. The drinks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shenanigan in itself to try to get to that. But
I cannot wait to hear all about it. Because I was like, wow, Trina never does this. Who did this for her?
It was Jennifer did it, not us.
Okay.
So we ended up, they're like, hey, join us for dinner. We're like, okay. But then the Thai restaurant was closed because we ended up going to the sushi restaurant. Or maybe they had gone to the sushi restaurant. I don't know, before. Anyways, we ended up going up there. boy band Stacy was there that they're friends with, and she was with Chris's manager and somebody else. I can't remember. So we like saw them. But- and then, yeah, so it was, so we were out on the patio and the waiter gave us these green drinks.
Yeah, because we couldn't decide what we wanted.
We're like, oh, he's like, I got you. And then he brought us these things. Let me tell you, the table is, I don't know. It was okay, though. I don't think it was.
I don't think.
No, we didn't like it. No, I don't think any of us liked it. It was kind of strong.
But it looked really pretty.
It was nice for pictures. So there you go. So yes. So then that's when we're like, oh, did you suggest the boomerang?
Yeah, because I had seen someone do it on Facebook and I thought, oh, we should try that.
So then they tried. It was just a disaster trying to get it to work.
It's hard to do a boomerang unless you've done it like 1,000 times. Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it was very interesting.
But we laughed a lot.
We laughed a lot. It was funny. But these tables are very small and then the portions are very large because I'm only used to going to like, you know, like all you can eat sushi restaurants where they give you like little bits of everything. These were like bigger. So anyway, so we definitely ran out of table space. It was interesting. So that's some of the sushi. I just got like a vegetable one. There's the girls again. There's us. This is the salad, which was enormous. And I was like, because I'm used to those tiny little salads. It was good though. It was really good. The tempura vegetables. Yeah, so that was that. So we had a good time there.
Yes, definitely.
Very nice.
A good dinner. I'm just trying to think.
These
look super fake. So after this, then we went to the beach because they were having the concert, right? So the big pop. This is like legitimately actually the sky. This is not a fake backdrop or anything like that. Like it's crazy.
That's
like
crazy.
Beautiful. It was so beautiful.
It was so nice. So there's like...
some really nice pictures, eh?
My parrot, not pirate, her parrot.
I want to say Tina, I believe her name was, and
Tina
William,
and her son.
They were wearing Goonies shirts, so I was like, oh, okay. So
I love their shirts.
So good.
She's such a lovely girl.
Yeah. So then this was kind of like where the stage was and stuff. Fun fact, we went by during the day. The next day, this is a tanning area.
People just put their like lawn chairs up there.
But yeah, there's like this little like water moat thing in between. So yeah, it was actually a pretty good setup for a concert, but also it was weird. But yeah.
So did your strategy
she had a bird. What do you do?
Oh, that's cute.
Yes. Oh, this is Kim. I met her in Cleveland, but they had matching parrots. So we took pictures. I was probably like third row because people were there early. So it was kind of annoying, but also it was that basically everybody had a good view. So, and it's
okay. No, I just was wondering
because of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cause originally I was going to be at the side and whatever. And then mom's like, I'm not standing for this. And it's like, she went to go sit down. So I was like, okay. So
fair. Yes, that's fair.
Oh, you're my age. We'll see how you want to stand too.
Yes. But look at
no,
the
that's
water.
Fair.
This
absolutely.
Totally looks fake. And this is literally the actual beach and water. It's crazy. So
that's so amazing. Look at those photos.
Yeah. They're super fun. So yeah.
I love it.
Yes. So then these are like
where I was
these
sitting.
Beds. So during the day you have to pay money for these beds, but during the concert it didn't really matter. So the concert was here and then my mom just kind of like sat on one of them and was like, yeah, that's fine. So as you can see, it doesn't really look like there's that many people there. I did a quick rough head count and I thought there was like 75-ish, might have been more. But when I talked to the people, it was between 130 and 140 of us. And I thought that was including the celebrities, but apparently not. I don't know. I think that's a pretty good guess of how many people were there. So definitely about 100 for sure. But yeah, so there's Carl Wachner on stage. There's Chris introducing. I have no idea who that is because I can't see. There's Ryan Cabrera. Yeah, so. And then they had another food area for us as well. We were supposed to, so here, I guess mom went and took pictures of the food area again. So you got the desserts.
I like to give people the full
effect. The full effect. So they had like barbecue. They were barbecuing meat. They had paella. Did you end up trying that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So it's like seafood and stuff and like rice. They had sushi. So yeah, so then basically, so that's kind of just how the concert went. Here is O-Town in their, again, their Pittsburgh Pirates outfits, because they're like, oh, you thought that we wanted you to dress as an actual pirate, we picked a sports team, and you're like, you're such nerds. But yeah, so it was
that was pretty funny.
So that was a good moment. So yeah, so this is just kind of from the concert. So if you want to see videos from the concert, again, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/boybandbreak. I tried to get at least one song from every band on there. So yeah, so
that's it. Excellent. That is
the beginning. So there you go. So that's Pirate Day.
And that was on day two, right?
Yes, so that was day two. I had pictures too. But I guess my pictures are somewhere else later, so whatever. Okay, so that was the night that we could not actually get
a ride
back. So that's the story that we told at the end of last episode, where we ran into Stephanie and everything. That was that night. So that's why we were hot and tired and sweaty and everything. So they ended up not doing the fireworks. There was no water, all that jazz. So that was that night. Basically, what ended up happening was they were supposed to have this concert, then have food and fireworks. But I guess the concert ran super late. I think he said it was 4 hours. I don't think it was 4 hours. I think it was like two. I don't know. I've lost track of time. But apparently, and maybe it started a bit late. I don't know. But it was basically the Pop 2000 show. And then you had David Cook and Billy Goldman and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's good. We were kind of hoping that Chris would perform Better Place. He definitely did not. Which again, we found out later is because they're not allowed to really promote it because of the whole writer's strike and all that jazz. So, and they didn't even play it. Like DJ XL definitely was playing it throughout the whole weekend thing. So he would play the song quite often. But yeah, so, and at this point, it had already become number one. So it was like number one overnight. So he's like the number one song in America, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, that's a pretty cool feat, especially
for sure.
Some odd years. So
I bought it too.
What?
I had bought it too.
And mom bought it, so she contributed to the thing. So that was that. So that's the day we walked with Stephanie, whatever. So now the next day. So Stephanie said, because I had the thing for Ryan and Alexa, because I didn't bring it to the karaoke one, because I didn't think that they would be there because they weren't supposed to. It was just Billy and Trevor, but everybody ended up showing up. But then on concert day, we didn't really get to see them after the concert. Like, their families were there and stuff, and it was dark and whatever. So Stephanie's like, so we showed it. So I had brought it, but we didn't get to give it to them. So Stephanie's like, oh my God, that's so cute. Alexa's going to love it. We're going to be by the infinity pool tomorrow. Stop by and give it to them then. And I was like, okay, awkward. But we didn't know when they were going to be at the infinity pool, and there was no actual time. So we're like, oh. So we like had like late breakfast, and then I think we just kind of walked over because we're like, let's go explore it, because the infinity pool is by the beach. So that's where we're kind of like looking there, and
there's competition,
so there was some sort of like competition, and then we went to go take pictures on the water. So they had a walkway. Was very nice.
Those are nice pictures.
Yeah, it was nice. So we got drinks. Again,
some great views. The
actual background and not fake. It was very,
Yes.
The water was beautiful. Looked great. So we were kind of like doing that. But we didn't. Oh, there was fish
at the bottom there. Isn't that cool?
Fishing, you see? There was like fish under the pier. So we kind of like saw that.
Cool.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Because in our cities, there would be really no animals or fish in our water.
No.
Because there's so much pollution.
So pretty much, basically. So, this was the whole map of the resort. So as you can see here, the beach is here at this bottom, at the bottom right. Then there's the infinity pool. Then around here is where the restaurants are. And then here is where our rooms are, all the way at the other end.
So, wow.
This was like 20.
You're getting a lot of exercise.
So the first time we went around.
So we went all the way around this way.
That's why Maria was not happy.
Mom was not happy. And we went the very long way. But then there was this way through the, because I also said, okay, we could go through the jungle. They're like, no, go through the jungle. We're going to get murdered.
We're going to get killed.
So we didn't go through the jungle.
Was I ever wrong?
But it is a hell of a lot faster to go through the jungle. Also, probably didn't help that this particular point of the jungle, they play like ominous music and make like sound. So it definitely sounds like you're about to be murdered by a pack of animals, like, sacrificed for an ancient tribe or something like that. So not fun. One of the days we were walking by and it was just a whole bunch of smoke. And we're like, is the jungle on fire and whatever? But it was just like, they put that there to kind of like for mosquitoes and stuff. So it was just like, so to hear the ominous music and the smoke
is not
in. Wow, lighting. Only for mosquitoes. Wow.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. What's up? Okay, sure. So then we're there and we're like, where the heck? So we like did the beach thing first. I don't even think we were wearing our bathing suits, were we? Maybe
underneath, maybe.
I don't know if we went swimming or not. I don't think we did, actually. This is where the concert was the night before. People just have like, there's just laying
lawn
down
chairs and umbrellas.
Lawn chairs and umbrellas. We're like, oh, okay, weird.
Like, it never happened.
We're also like confused that, oh god, I went too far. We were also confused that they had like roped off areas. I'm like, what do they need a roped off area for this concert? Like, this is stupid. Like the VIPs, but it was because the roped off area is just there at all times. So it wasn't specifically set up as a VIP section, but it was just weird. So we're like, okay. So we're kind of walking around. I'm like, I don't know where they're going to be. And then we realized that the infinity pool had two halves and the other side has these like the beds that you rent that are more expensive and stuff like that. And that's where the celebrities were hanging out. Up here is where you would climb up here to get a massage on the beach. So I'm like, cool, but also not something I want to do. So yes,
probably expensive
it is. And then this was like a little pizza place where they had pizza, but we didn't want to wait in line because we had also just eaten breakfast. So so then we finally get over and we realize, oh, the celebrities are over here. So then Stephanie saw us and waved us over, and then she went to go tell Alexa that, like, hey, we have the present for her. So basically, like a couple weeks before we went on the trip, they announced the name of their baby was going to be Hendrix Rouge. So I made like, so you can't tell in this picture, but it's like glittery and it says Hendrix Rouge rock star. I also made one for Jacob's daughter as well, Sedona Miles. So then she got that, but we gave that to him at a different time. But yeah, so there you go.
They're so cute.
So they are so cute. I'm like, oh, nice. Yeah, we love it. And we had it in a Ziploc bag, which is great because they're in the pool. So then we like went to go put it. I don't know if you got any other pictures in this.
No,
you didn't. So we went to go like put it on like one of their beds, not realizing that Chris from NSYNC was also there. So he was just like sitting on the thing with a tray of lobster tails. Oh, excuse me.
So fancy.
I'm like, are you fancy? And he's like, I'm
fancy.
I was like, oh, you're not fancy in your lounging bed with your lobster. And he's like, it's like the only healthy food they have here. I was like, oh, okay there, buddy. Telling yourself that. And he's like, it's true. I was like, okay. And then it was pretty funny. It was like,
that's
was like,
funny.
So I forgot that was another Chris interaction, but yeah. So, and then at that point we just thought it'd be kind of creepy and weird to be with them because they were like hanging out with their people. So we're like, okay, we'll move along.
Yeah.
Now that I realize, I think that's Josh the hairdresser, and I'm pretty sure that's the comedian, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
So there you go. You did get a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
So, Marcus Monroe. So this was the bench that we sat on that
the
night before said it runs until 1, which was determined it was a lie.
It was a lie.
Lie. So there you go.
Lies.
But yeah, this was like the little, like the bigger golf cart that takes you around. There's more people. So this is the Mexican restaurant. Okay, so that is that.
And this is day 3, right?
This is day 2.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh my God. Sorry. Moving on down.
I just wanted to make sure I was following along.
You are following along. Great. We just have a lot of random things. So, oh, geez. To everyone who's like, I feel like we're one of those people that have like the slides, like here's our trip to wherever. But yeah. You know what? No one is forcing you guys to listen. We appreciate you though.
Hey, this is amazing.
You know, and I feel like the this is also good for people who are thinking about going on a trip with boy bands, that there are
absolutely
things you can do, and you will randomly run into them around places.
Exactly. So, it's always good to see others' perspectives.
Yes. Okay. Okay. This is when I then decided I was going to start posting my pictures. So I'm going to show you these ones. We'll go through these quickly because you've already know the experiences that happened at these. But yes, so here is my pictures of the breakfast area.
I didn't take that picture. So,
there's all the food. The French toast was good. Pancakes were kind of weird. These were all the toppings you could put on them. So like sweet condensed milk, Nutella, like
so many decisions.
Yes, they had so many good things. They also had like rice and beans for breakfast every day. I don't know. I still got that. They had daily like nachos. So it was nachos with some sauce. So they went between a red sauce and a green sauce. So I would get that every day. And then I would put like the onions and like the cheese and stuff like that on there. And then the hot peppers, which were very, very hot. And I forgot about this every single day and burnt my tongue every day. But basically they were delicious.
Worth it then.
Looking all innocent and little. They also had this like big tray. So then they had the things.
There was tons of food.
All these different juices. I have no idea what any of the juices were, but there was like an orange one, a green one. The green one was not too good. Red. They had, you know, lots of different fruit stuff. They had hot chocolate, which took me several days to figure out how to get it because I was like, there was bowls beside it, but I'm like, I'm not going to carry a bowl of hot chocolate. It was weird. Then I realized, dumb Chinzia, that you just take the cup from your table that people normally pour coffee in and then go get the hot chocolate. But like, because I had said I didn't want coffee, they would take my cup away. So then I found the cups and then I was able to get it. So yeah, there's the daily rice and beans.
So was it good after all?
It was. It was okay. It wasn't like the greatest hot chocolate in the world, but it was still good. I kept adding like cinnamon to it. And then one day I put way too much cinnamon and then I was like choking on it. Just like, it is what it is. So I was like, I'm in Mexico. I have to have Mexican hot chocolate.
Right? Exactly.
I've had better here. This was I took a picture of this specifically for Lydia because it was a giant thing of bacon. And normally bacon, I don't eat bacon.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. It was very good.
Bacon is amazing. So good.
So yes, there's mom making a weird face. All right, so there's that. Will you let me? You will not let me exit. Oh, did, yay. Okay, this is my version of the pool party. So O-Town actually came up and performed, I think. Did they perform? Or did they just come up and wave? I think they may have just come up and waved. Yep, yeah, that was it. They're like, hey, we're here. Look at us in our pirate outfits. And then they're just like, okay. They're like, we're going to take pictures. So this is the shirt I made for Jacob. So it says Sedona Miles, rock star as well. So there's that. I also put a boy band break card in there. Because, you know. So there's him getting the shirt. I have no idea if the shirt actually made it back to him or not. I don't know why. Oh, my hair. I had dyed my hair the day before. Oh, God. And yeah, then it started leaking onto me. So I was like, oh, great. So looks like I'm bleeding, but I'm not. Mom. Yes, she did. There's another version of our picture. Still not the official one, but
Did you end up getting it eventually or no?
No, they still haven't posted it, but I'm sure he'll post it when he posts everything.
Okay.
Oh my God, what is happening here? Uno momento. La 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 la. Apparently, I just post a lot of things on Facebook, so apologies that I have to keep scrolling back so far because it's been a few weeks since the trip.
Oh yes.
Yes, I will.
Time is flying by.
Time has flown by. Okay, especially as I try to get past it. Oh gosh, there's a lot of pictures.
Like it'll be in November in like 2 weeks.
Wow. Yep.
And it'll almost be time for our Nick concerts.
Woo! Excited.
Okay, so here is my version of the beach concert. So yeah, so Pop 2000 Paradise. So that you could definitely looks like there's more people in line. There's this Carl Walkner guy.
Did you know any song of his or?
He's a live looper. Absolutely not. No. So have you heard of live looping?
No.
You have?
No.
You have not. Okay. So essentially what it is he has this like foot pedal thing. So then he records beats. So he'll be like, and then he'll say like, yo, 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 whatever. So he records a bunch of these different sounds and then mixes them together on the fly and then sings on top of them. So
There wasn't
too many. So he did have some of his own songs, but then he would also be like, or he'd do mashups, like give me a Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga or whatever. And then he would mash the two songs together. So he would have like the chorus. So it was actually pretty cool. Like he's Australian, out of Nashville, but also does a lot. So we ended up finding out near the end of the trip that the guy, Joe Bachman, who runs Vacation Jams, is actually his manager. So that's why he's out on. So they're kind of
like, see, pays to network.
So he was doing a lot of promoting of Carl there. And then they had this other festival called the Way Down Here Festival. He was also at that one too. So, So then these were people at the restaurant that were just hearing the concert and they're like, what the hell? So they were all up there. They eventually got kicked out of the area, but they got to watch part of the concert.
Pretty good view from the top.
So there's David Cook. This is,
oh, that's your mom. Like,
my brain is Jeff. So this is the husband and wife team. Well, this is the husband of the husband and wife team. So this is Jeff. And he like we're always hanging out with, like, we kept running into him all the time. He was hilarious.
He was
like,
so funny.
He's super funny.
Awesome.
Guy. Yeah. Sorry, a lot of minor videos. So Billy Gilman, who said that he's like Nash, so the Chris's son, his gunkle. So he was good. He was performing. He was super high energy. I would never live life. Had a great voice. So here's Ryan Cabrera. I took pictures specifically for you, Sophia, because he had his special guitar that is not a guitar.
That's like, right. He enjoys
outside
that.
Outside of a guitar, and it's like, you know, lights. So
it's like his favorite one.
So all of these videos are on our YouTube page.
Was it a long set for everyone or just like half an hour for each and then Old Town was the longest one?
It was basically the Pop 2K show, so it was a couple hours. And then like I feel like Billy Gilman maybe did like four or five songs and I feel like so it was good. It was a good
concert. Oh, okay. Because Ryan Cabrera, I think, did like how many back then? Five songs or something like that?
Yeah, Ryan did like his, like, yeah, about that. Yeah, he did that. So, yeah, they all got maybe like five or six songs. And O-Town did their full show. Chris did the shorter version where he only does like three songs or instead of the five that he did in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So
Cleveland was a special time, right? I guess, right? He knew Chizzy was going to be there. That's why.
Clearly he did. So yes, here's Trevor, Brad, the shoes, Lydia's favorite part. So fun fact, we actually have another listener of the podcast named Tracy, and she lives in the UK, and she was like, oh, I can't wait to meet you, whatever. So I'm like, and again, it was hard to see from her picture who she was, like, you know, the profile pictures and stuff, but she actually got to be the shoe person. So she was the one who brought the shoes out on stage because I guess she had lunch with Brad. Sorry?
There's the water person and the shoe person.
Yes. So she got to be the shoe person. They determined because she definitely traveled the furthest to get here. because everybody else, I think we were the only Canadians. There might have been one other Canadian because somebody else wooed when we said Canada. But for the most part, 98% of the people that were there were Americans. So,
okay.
Yeah. So there, I guess there probably could have been some locals. Yeah. So, well, basically, these are just pictures. Whatever. I'm just going to stop sharing this. Oh my God. Okay. So anyways, yeah, so there's that. So then the next day, so that was, yes, that was, yes, we already talked about that. So the next day is 90th day. So
what day is that? Day three?
Day three was 90s day. Yes.
Okay.
So, but we didn't dress 90s for the pool. Cause again, so my mom put on, I had the little hair clips, the butterfly clips, which I could not very find. Nice. Mine, so I ended up ordering some off Amazon like 2 days before the trip.
I'm surprised they still had them.
Yeah, so they definitely had that. My mom had her little colorful, what is that thing called? Bathing cap?
Bathing cap.
Yes, so people really enjoyed that.
That's fun. There
was Carl performing. So it was, the girls are in the pool. Trevor just randomly showed up. He's like, I'm going to come. So, which was great. Like, Trevor was literally the MVP of this trip. He was everywhere. He was just totally chill, just doing his thing, like, whatever, right? So, he was...
He's trying to give everyone some moments. That's cool.
This is called social. This is a prison.
I also forgot that Chris...
Hey, is that Dan in the pool?
What?
See, that's that guy.
His name is Zach. Oh, so yeah, Trevor's in the pool, and he's shirtless. So I figured, oh, Lydia is going to want this. So we ended up just scooching over to him, taking a picture. So again, Trevor, the MVP, is just
that's an awesome picture.
Time. These are the girls again, Jennifer and Reese. So we're hanging out in the pool with them. Here's Carl Walkner after his set. We took a picture because the way that the pool was set up, like where the stage was, there was actually like one of those like slope entries into the pool. So it was kind of like a ramp. So we were kind of like sitting on the edge of the ramp type thing and just like, but yeah.
I'm proud of you that you didn't get your phone wet.
I am also very proud of myself for that.
And good job. Well.
Mm-hmm. Some people were smart and actually brought those like plastic things to put your phone in.
Right.
Like, genius.
Next time.
So yes. So then for 90s day, because,
that's okay.
So the actual party for 90s day was going to be back at the pool. So I just thought that was a kind of a little bit of an overkill to have like two things in one day, but there was a foam party at night. So we figured, okay, we'll go to the Mexican restaurant, which was right outside, which worked out great because so we went back, showered, went to the Mexican restaurant, and then like changed and went to the pool party.
The water was working the next day?
Yes, it was good. So I got yes, it was. Oh, that's good. Was this when we ran into her at the pool, Tracy? Or maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, sweet. So I got Mexican street corn.
Not as good?
I'm very excited for this. And I don't know, maybe it's because my cheap ass Canadian person, I have different taste buds. But I was like, I was so excited to have this in Mexico. And then I was just like, Maybe because it was resort food, right? Maybe whatever, but
maybe you just played it up so much in your head that you're like, it wasn't as good as you thought it would.
And it was on the kids menu. It wasn't even as an adult thing. I was like, you know what though? I think it's because I like our corn. You know, like the sweet corn.
Yes, and it's so good.
I feel like that provides an excellent basis for Mexican street corn. And this is just kind of like a white corn.
Right.
But yeah, so
I think that. You're just so used to our corn that when you, it's like, it, like you said, different taste buds.
Different taste buds, for sure. It was still good. This was some sort of chicken enchiladas. And I said, is it just white meat chicken? And they said, yes. And that was a lie because I definitely found skin and also some dark meat in there. It was still good though, but I was just like, and then as we're eating, O-Town just randomly comes by. So
cool.
I was just trying to take some smoothie pictures without being obnoxious, which I was like,
why didn't we cheer your mom? And then I was like, I see why.
There you see. I'm just like this. So then Trevor and Jacob had dinner together. Dan's family was eating on the other side here. So trying not to be like a creepo, but I was definitely being a creepo, so apologize. But yeah, so then there's that.
You're just trying to share everything that you see. That's okay.
You know what? I just want everyone to be in the moment there. So.
That's right.
It's okay, all good. So then, so after dinner, I'm surprised. Did you not take pictures at dinner? Mom?
I thought I did.
Okay, well, maybe not. Okay. Okay. All right. So now we were, so now it was the foam party. Because it was the 90s day foam party. So again, I'm an idiot. I didn't really like grasp the concept of what the foam party was.
We've never been to
one. I have obviously never been to a foam party. I didn't really know how it was working. I was just like, is it? And I'm like, it's at the pool. So I was like, do they drain the water and then put foam in there? Not the case. They put the foam on top of the water. So, which is fine. But then we were just like, oh my God, we're idiots. If we want to get in the foam, then we probably should be wearing our bathing suits. So we ended up like switching our outfits, because I think we actually asked at the pool because we were so confused and people were like, we're just wearing our bathing suits. So it was kind of like a waste of a theme, because wearing a bathing suit and then had that. So I had my original Fu Mansquito shirt, which I actually, I recently did a look of how many Fu Mansquito clothing items I have, and there was over 30. So this one I thought, and obviously they were size large. That's amazing, because
some people were saying that they don't have that many items.
Well, I definitely have a lot. I bought some during the height of Fu Mansquito. Some when things were going out of business, sometimes people gave me some stuff. But I definitely have like over 30 items. So this was the shirt. It was missing some of the jewels. So we glued some on, but now we've washed it again. And now it's also missing jewels again. But
just move it a little over, yeah. So,
Fu Mansquito. So I had that. I had one for my mom, but I don't think she ended up wearing it. But yeah, basically it was almost like a tube top, which was great because I had my bathing suit underneath. So I figured as long as that part, and I had like little overall things. So
yes, what did Chris say when he saw you like that?
He thought it was cute. Yes.
And nice.
I had brought a bunch of other things. Oh yeah. So we get here and this is the foam and we're like, wow, what an amazing foam party. Wow, that's so great. It doesn't even cover. That's because it hadn't really started yet. And let me tell you, there was lots of foam afterwards. So yeah, so this was this whole like thing was all the liquid to make the foam. This girl was wearing a Chip Skylark shirt. So that's cartoon character. So that was cute.
Yes, yes.
So then, okay, so I had this Billy Gilman CD from, I had randomly, there was a store in the States. I can't remember what it was called, like FYI or something like that. We were at a thing and they had like a whole bunch of CDs for like FYE? $1 or something. Could have been, yeah. So there was a whole bunch. And I remember just randomly seeing this Billy Gilman thing and buying it because I needed to like whatever. And I guess I had vaguely heard of him or something. Totally forgot about it until I found out he was on this trip. And I was like, I think I have his CD. So I found it. It was still sealed with the 99-cent sticker on it.
Did you open it for this?
I did open it for this and I got him to sign it. And it was basically like one of his first CDs before he was. So he was like super excited. And he's like, oh my God, Blast from the Past. And I guess he was like 12 or 13 in this picture in the CD. So we got that signed.
Cool.
And then, yeah, so he was like super like, and he was trying to show Angela his like vocal coach and she was just like not paying attention and he's like look. It was pretty funny. So then we got Jacob again, who I'm like, is he wearing Eric's leopard print? But I think they have their own leopard print.
Maybe they're
basically Jacob them. Lived in that the entire time we were there. So there's my mom.
She's a captain, I guess, right? Captain of the ship. Captain of the resort
apparently. Oh no, go back. Oh no. Okay. This is the girl that we were on the way back to the airport with. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, it is.
Small world. Anyway, so they had like tons of shrimp and salads or salads.
Yeah, you can tell. It's almost like overflowing the shrimp.
Overflowing. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And then I think these were like salads and nachos and stuff. David Cook performed a bit with Dan, I guess. Carl Walkner. Yeah, so there's the up close of the Billy Gilman CD. Oh, I had this from back in the Challenge for the Children days.
A little bit older. There it is, yeah.
So basically you fill this with water And then there's a fan, and then you can like spritz and it like blows like thing onto you. I'm like, that'd be kind of fun to bring. So then I just got Chris to sign it while I was there because I was just like, hey, remember this?
And did like, he?
Holy crap. Yeah. They obviously they remember the Challenge for the Children. I think Carrie was like, oh, quack. Wow, that's old.
You just never know, right? Because some people, some of the boy banders don't forget, don't remember all the things that happen.
Yeah. So Olivia ended up giving me this record. From, I guess it looks like it might be from Japan or something. I don't really know. Oh, Italy? Milano. Anyway,
is this when Chris sings the song?
The 120... So it's not I Drive Myself Crazy. This is actually called You Drive Me Crazy, which is a really funny music video. You should watch it. Okay. But yeah, anyways, I got it. So it's like, oh, Chris is like the main character. And then it's like a double record.
Ooh. So when you shared that on Facebook, people were really into that.
Yes. So I feel like that's a pretty rare album. So,
yes.
But I just randomly saw it in my room and I was like, ah, excellent. Something for him to sign. So, yeah. So I got that. Okay. So that is mine. Every time. Sorry.
Would you say
okay, so that was so the foam night? I'm gonna see if my mom did you take the foam night? Okay, I just drive myself crazy there. Let me tell you, I don't know. Have you ever been to a foam party, Sophia?
No,
I'm assuming
I've only heard of
it's foam party. It's a very you know, you think of like bathtub, which it is kind of like soap, but it was like so thick. That I felt like we were going to die at some point.
Well, the next day, find some foam still stuck on a chair?
We absolutely did still find some.
The next day.
Wow.
And we're like, how is this not dissolved yet? Okay. Wait, was this the... Hold on. Sorry, we were kind of posting out of sync here. I'm just going to come back to you. This is the Saturday. So this is earlier in the day.
Not in sync.
Sorry. Yeah. Out of sync. I had plans to go back and forth.
I'm just making some jokes here as you all get good. These ready.
All good. So this is Joshua. He's Alexa Bliss's and Ryan Cabrera's hairdresser. Fabulous. He was adorable. Woo! He was just like, you're so cute. And he was like taking pictures of mom.
That's so nice.
There's the girls again. Yes. This was Carl Walkner. So this was just during the day. We had virgin strawberry daiquiris. Those were good. Yeah. So as you can see, like this, so this is Chris the photographer. So just like you just kind of like wander into the pool from this end. The other end had stairs, but that was fun. So a lot of people were in the pool, like hanging out.
You were like,
why did you take so many pictures of him? there's Trevor. Oh my God.
Let me tell you, those ribs were good.
They look good.
Yes. So they changed up the stuff they had every day. Trevor just hanging in the pool again. That was, yep. So this is them performing. So this is Stephanie. So this is Alexa's friend.
The one who told us about
Infinity Pool. The pool. Yes. So there's that. Okay.
Isn't it almost an hour?
It's getting close, but can we finish the day? That's the just stop sharing for a second. La 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 la. So anyways, so the foam was very, very thick and very like getting into your lungs. And several times I thought I was going to die.
That's not good.
And it covered the, like, I was just like, oh God. And
the whole pool was covered.
The whole pool was covered.
So if somebody was drowning underneath, you would definitely not see.
So thank God nobody drowned. Like the pool was not like crazy deep. It was maybe like, it was up to our chin maybe. So maybe like
but 4.5 feet.
So for a tall person it wouldn't be so most people because they had their 90s clothes were not getting in the pool, so there was maybe like 10 or 15 of us in the pool.
There you passed it.
Yes. So here we go. So now okay, I will share screen. Here I am in my 90s ensemble. Just there. So there's the shirt. So there's the phone before it started. And we're just like, okay, this is weird. So we're just kind of like hanging out. There's Chris, all excited.
Love it. This is a nice picture.
Yes. Super cute.
And it's your profile picture now, right? On Facebook?
It is my current. I kicked Nick out and put Chris in. So sorry, Nick. Yeah, so here's him signing a bunch of shit and the things that I already talked about.
That's awesome.
This is when the foam started coming out. So basically, oh, wow. It's like this giant blower that puts the foam. And the way that the pool is that like the first like half of the pool, there's like a ledge. So it's maybe like
ankle deep,
like a foot and a half deep. And then it like drops into the actual pool. So it was on that side. So then we decided, you know what? Screw it. Let's go play in the foam.
Oh, it is more than ankle deep.
Yeah. So there I am. Wow, it looks like I have no.
There legs. You are having a great time in the foam.
So then I was just like, I'm just going to stand in front of this thing and get. So then I got like super soaked. And then eventually I was like, I should just take off this stuff and just go in the bathing suit. But at this point, I was just like, yay, I'm playing in foam. And then I was like, oh, the foam.
And then a few people, there you go. You all just really need one person to go, and then everyone follows.
Yeah. Except in the boy banders, it was basically literally just Trevor. So we were there, and then Trevor ends up jumping in the pool at one point, and I swear to God, then he like swims to the other side, and then he like swims across like he's some sort of fish or dolphin and would like make or like a seal or something like, rah, rah, and then like made these noises. Holy crap, I was dying. It was so funny. And then that's I was just hilarious. Like hanging out in the soap part, and then
Dan, really
don't even remember taking a picture with Dan, but here we go, here's Dan. Not wet. So yeah, at that point, then we put away the thing, but like, oh my God, it was so funny. Like at one point,
is this Trevor the day that just, he wrote Dan is hot like, on your arm?
Yeah. So this is like, no, that was a different day. So this is just, it's like a cannon. So there's all these people just kind of like chilling here and we're like, well, if we're going to go in, we might as well like go into the pool. And it's just like, oh my God. And then like a couple of times I was like, couldn't see where I was. And then like at one point Trevor's like right there. And I was like, ah, and like scared the shit out of me because he came out of the like, and I guess he didn't see, it was just really funny. It was
good times.
Had.
But you also scare easily.
So that was the end. I also scare easily, but at least twice Trevor was just like swimming by in the foam and just like appeared in front of me. And I was like, oh God. So yeah, no, it was nice. Like Trevor MVP.
No, yeah.
For shizzle.
That's fine. All right. Fine.
So, Sunday, Monday. All right. How, what are we at now? Are we at
1 hour and 1 minute and 47 seconds.
Okay. So you know what? Yeah. So then Sunday, Monday were the last 2 days. So do we want to just finish those off? Okay. So we'll do one more episode and we'll recap Sunday, Monday. So we've already done Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, okay. So we will do that. Okay. So tune back again next week, unless we move in and put something else in between, but all right, we will be back for part 3 and the final chapter after this. So yes, pretty much. So thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.